I'm doing everything I can every week.
I am trying to make everything perfect here, okay? So that you can have everything that you want.
I'm doing this just for me. Is that what I'm doing? I'm doing it just for me.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
NYG Weekly, Ethan and Weiss here with you once again, fresh off the Giants getting shut out and more incompetence from upper management. Before we get into everything, we've got to take care of the housekeeping, so first things first. Follow me on Twitter, follow me at EthanGSN, follow Weiss at NYG Daily, follow the blog at GothamSN, follow the other podcasts on the Gotham Sports Network. You know what we do. We got Giants, we got Mets, we got Islanders, we got Rangers, we got Giants, we got Jets, we got something for everyone. Make sure to check out the other podcasts. Also, be sure to check out Statement Games. We told you about them last week. Thank you to those who entered the contest. Enter again for this week. Giants Colts top six will face off with the top six from last week to win tickets to the Giants Dallas week 17 game at the Meadowlands. It's basically, you know, you're ranking your top 10 prop bets from 10 to 1, 10 being the highest for the game. Giants versus Colts, top six scores make it to the finals and you can win tickets to Giants Dallas. Make sure to enter. Check out statementgames.com and enter the Gotham SN contest. Weiss.
Ethan.
I'm hot. I'm coming in hot. I know you said you've cooled off. I'm hot. I'm really hot. I'm very upset.
Well, the floor is yours, my friend. Always let me start. I'll let you start.
I really don't know where to start. And, you know, you're sort of more mild-tempered than I am. So I sort of like to let you start and sort of set the tone, and then I'll sort of pick up where you left off. But I'm so hot because hours before the Giants got their shit kicked in at home, shut out against the Tennessee Titans. Little rumors start floating around the Twitter sphere and the internet about how Eli Manning will definitely be the Giants quarterback in 2019. What did I say after the draft when the Giants did not take a quarterback and number two overall? That we are already in quarterback hell. Now, allegedly, Eli Manning's automatically coming back for 2019. We don't know what his cap hit's going to be. Assume it's still going to be high because he's essentially got them by the balls. Lauletta's not good enough to even be active on game day, which we'll get into in a little bit because apparently John Mara is calling fucking shots. If Lauletta's not able to be active and Teddy Bridgewater is probably going to get a decent contract in free agency, who are the other options? Joe Flacco? Nick Foles? You know John Elway is going to try to throw Nick Foles the bag. Tall white guy, big penis. That's John Elway's man right there. Eli Manning has the Giants by the balls going into 2019. He doesn't need to take a salary cut. He doesn't need to. If he wants the team to be better and try to win, he absolutely will. But to announce that and then get shut out at home, empty stadium, in the rain, eliminated from playoff contention, to get shut out at home, and then announce that the quarterback that couldn't put up more than 0 points is your quarterback of the future? Are you kidding me? And then for the coach to come out there, and you saw the screenshot from the press conference. Am I right?
Yeah, I saw it.
There is no way that you can tell me that Pat Shurmur actually believes in Eli Manning. That is coach speak, or that is John Mara, who's got his hand shoved so far up Pat Shurmur's ass, he's literally using him as a puppet. You do not watch the Giants on Sundays and look at the head coach's demeanor on the sidelines when Eli Manning misses wide open people, or Eli Manning's throwing ducks, or Eli Manning throws a pick, and tell me that this man wants Eli Manning as his quarterback next year. You cannot tell me that with a straight face. You can't. So I feel a little bad for Pat Shurmur. His game plan could use some work, absolutely. There is no way Pat Shurmur wants to be stuck with Eli Manning in 2019. Yet here we are in quarterback hell. Here we are. Welcome. Get comfortable. We're going to be here for a few years. We are. I was doing some thinking today about the Giants timeline. Year one of Saquon's rookie contract wasted. Odell Beckham, he is 26 years old. Season wasted. Next year, if Eli Manning is the quarterback, well, chalk it up to another season wasted. That's another Odell's 27th year season wasted. Saquon's second year of his rookie contract wasted. Okay. Maybe they're bad enough, or maybe they'll have to mortgage their assets to move up and take Fromm or Tua. It is rare to have a rookie quarterback come in and make an immediate impact. Okay, so that's 3 years. 3 years of Saquon's rookie deal and Odell's 28-year-old season wasted. If they take a quarterback in 2020, and if that quarterback is ready in 2021, we're on Saquon's fourth year of his rookie contract, Odell's 29-year-old season, and then you have to worry about Saquon's fifth-year option. It's madness. If you think the Giants are going to be competitive, and when I say competitive, I mean in the playoff hunt next year or the year after that, you should not be allowed to reproduce. It is mind-boggling how poorly run this organization is, and it starts at the top. I'm going to cut myself off there, and I'm going to let you get a few words in because I'm still hot, and I still got a lot more to say.
Well, I'll start with the Tennessee game, and I'll say this. I mean, it wasn't rocket science. Everyone knows how to beat the Giants, especially when Odell Beckham is out. You stop the run, you know, you limit Saquon Barkley. You don't allow him to break off big runs, get the big play, and you dare the quarterback to beat you. And that, he simply cannot do that. Not at this stage of his career, he can't. And kudos to the Titans. Great game plan, executed perfectly. They were just a more physical team. I mean, you saw it in the game. You saw the way Derrick Henry was running, the broken tackles. A lot of it was, you know, bad tackling by the Giants, but credit to the Titans. They were just more physical. And look no further than the play where Marcus Mariota completely wallops Alec Ogletree. Just overall, great game plan and great execution by the Titans. But for the Giants, I mean, you can chalk this up in as another one of those embarrassing losses that continue to pile up in what has been a very dark time for the Giants. I said this last night. I think people that say that the Giants are, you know, have to avoid that franchise hell, quarterback hell, whatever you want to call it, hell, football hell, franchise hell, whatever you want to say. I mean, I think the Giants are firmly in there, first-class seats. I mean, you look at, you know, their record over the course of the last 5 years, you look at what has transpired within this organization since their last Super Bowl victory in 2011. This loss goes into that category, and I think for the Giants, it's a reality check that they are not close. Yes, they got a little 3-game winning streak, and you know, beat the likes of the Washington Redskins, led by Mark Sanchez, and the Chase Daniels led Chicago Bears, and the Nick Mullins led San Francisco 49ers, and the Ryan Fitzpatrick led Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I mean, this was a Tennessee Titans team that's not an elite team in the NFL. They are a team that's, you know, right on that average to above average line or below average, depending on what Sunday you get out of them. And, you know, the Giants just couldn't do anything offensively.
Think about, right. I go back and I look at, and I think a prime example of this and why the Giants think that this is possible is beyond me. The 2016 Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't have an elite offensive line.
It's 2015 Denver Broncos.
Sorry, 2015 Denver Broncos. Yeah. They didn't have an elite offensive line.
Yeah.
But they had an elite defense. If this team is going to be competitive with Eli Manning, they need not only for Dave Gettleman's defensive draft class this year to double their production, he needs at least three more day one good to very good starters next year. He needs a right tackle. He might need a center. He's got to either re-sign Jaymon Brown or find another right guard. I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. They need 7 to 8 new pieces on the defense.
And they need key players to not get hurt.
Correct.
Like Odell.
They need perfection.
Exactly.
And you can't bank on that in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the game has changed. You know, Ethan, the game has changed a lot. I mean, you look at now versus, you know, 7-8 years ago, you know, even 5 years ago. I mean, the athleticism that's coming into the league is much different. I mean, you look at, you know, just over the last 5 years, the change in the linebacker position, where look how much faster they are. Look how much stronger they are.
You need speed.
Yeah, it's a much faster league now. We're seeing it. So, you know, for Eli Manning, it has become very clear to me, and people probably that watch it without, you know, blinders on, that, you know, it's his style and what he brings to the table. Outside of the fact that he's 37 going on 38, I mean, it's just the Giants are not going anywhere with Eli Manning. They're not going anywhere. They will not contend with Eli Manning. They will not definitely not win a Super Bowl with Eli Manning. They're not going anywhere. And I think, you know, why I say this was a wake-up call for the organization, it showed not only how far they are from being just a mediocre team. I mean, they're so far off from that. But how also they are so, you know, when it comes to the quarterback position, how much they have fallen in that regard. That Marcus Mariota throws for 88 yards, but he still looks better than what Eli Manning gave you. So, you know, it's hard to win in this league scoring 17 points. But the Titans were able to do it simply because the Giants' offense is just inept. And even with Saquon Barkley, even with Evan Ingram, even with, you know, Sterling Shepard and players like that who are very good players, and in Saquon's case, a very great player, 0 points. I mean, that, to me, you know, that falls right at the feet of the quarterback.
You got Giants beat writers, unnamed, who are putting out pieces that look like they were ghostwritten by Archie Manning about how Eli's having some of the best, you know, he's putting up career stats in certain areas.
Yeah,
not accounting for the fact that a lot of it's in garbage time. It's intellectually dishonest. Dishonest.
You know, we can always, like, to me, completion percentage is, sometimes just watch the damn game, you know? Like, I'll give you an example. People said after the game, they said, well, what happened to the Giants running the ball? They didn't run the ball. You know, they stopped giving the ball to Saquon Barkley. Well, I went and I did some research. This is a lot. I did a lot of research because I wanted to come to this episode with less emotion and more facts.
Okay.
You know, and no offense to you, who I think is very emotional right now. I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But here's some facts. Well, the Giants, Eli Manning threw, what, 44 times yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least I think with 21 for 44. Of those 44 attempts, which I think we can agree is a lot, right?
Too much for him.
25 came between the fourth quarter, in the fourth quarter when they were down by double digits, and in a two-minute drill at the end of the half.
Mm-hmm.
They threw 22 times, I believe, in the fourth quarter. People can check that if I'm wrong. I mean, you can go to NFL Game Pass and count the passing attempts in the fourth quarter when they were down 10-0 and then eventually 17-0. And I believe there was 9 pass attempts at the end of the first half. So we're talking 25 of the 44 pass attempts coming from that part of the game, which is understandable. When you're down 2 possessions, 7 minutes to go, you need to throw the ball and try to get a score as quick as possible, right?
Yep.
Can't run the ball. And when you're in the two-minute drill. Point is here is that, you know, you can get on Shurmur for some things, but yesterday, this saying that they didn't run the ball enough, to me, I don't agree with that. I thought they tried to run the ball, but they couldn't run the ball. They were playing from behind, and in the fourth quarter, when it became a two-possession game, because remember, that was a 7-0 game up until the end of the third quarter.
Yep.
But in the fourth quarter, when it became a double-digit game, thanks to an Eli Manning turnover, they had to throw the ball. And whether it was drop passes, bad throws, offensive line not blocking, collectively, the Giants just could not muster anything on offense. So facts like that matter. And I think a lot of people just look for anybody to blame but Eli Manning.
Yes.
And you can get on the defense. And this is why I don't get on the defense. You know, and I get on players who play bad. But this is why, to me, the defense is not like an emphasis of this episode or an emphasis of who we should call out. Ethan, this defense is already in rebuild mode. They already told us that they're rebuilding this defense when they traded Eli Apple, who was a starting corner, and they traded Damon Harrison.
Yep.
They told you that, yes, we got to rebuild this defense. But they're not telling you that they're rebuilding the offense. What they're telling you is we're fine with Eli Manning. You're fine with Eli Manning? You're fine with 0 points offensively? You're fine with 21 of 44 for 200 and some odd yards, no touchdowns, one interceptions? That's my whole point on this. Get on the defense all you want. But even if that game ended 7-0, or let's say the Titans only scored 7 points, the Giants still would have lost that game. And with the defense, that's a rebuilding defense. There's going to be about 8 new starters on that defense. It's going to look completely different over the course of the next year. So say what you want about the defense, but the defense is in rebuild mode. They don't have talent there. We know that. On offense, you know, they've yet to fully accept the fact that the quarterback they have behind center is not the answer anymore. It would have been different, Ethan. It would have been different, okay? If, let's say, the Giants had high-priced players on defense and a journeyman quarterback back there,
mm-hmm.
right? The analysis would be different. But that's not the case. The Giants are paying Eli Manning $22 million this year. They're scheduled to pay him $23 million next year. And they can only score, or they can't score a point against the Tennessee Titans.
And why is he going to take a pay cut? Tell me.
I said that last week. Everyone just assumes that he's going to take a pay cut. Eli Manning is not going to take a pay cut, and then the Giants turn around and draft a young quarterback, and fail to, like, when was the last time a quarterback took a pay cut? Tom Brady, right? He took less.
Sure. Anomaly.
Tom Brady took less, but the Patriots actually built around Tom Brady. The Giants are not going to sit here and say, Eli, take a pay cut so we can go and use more assets that we have, cap space, draft picks, to build another team around you. That's not happening. If they think that they can do that, they're fooling themselves. This is not a situation where, hey, Eli, you know, instead of taking $23 million next year, why don't we lower your cap hit to $13 million and we can take that $10 million and go get X, Y, and Z. No, they're much further away from it than just X, Y, and Z. This is an A to Z type cleanup. And that's my whole point in this. So people say get on the defense, get on the coach. To me, that you're missing the entire point here. The defense is rebuilding. They have admitted that to you. They don't have a premier player on their defense right now. Landon Collins is out for the year. Damon Harrison is in Detroit. They're rolling out undrafted rookies to play corner. They have 2 rookies starting on the defensive line. Their linebacking core has 2 undrafted guys on there. So, and they still manage to only allow 17 points. And in today's NFL, it's interesting. I want to ask a lot of people that if the Giants' defense gave up 7 points to 3 quarters and 17 points throughout the game before Sunday, I want to see how many people would have said the Giants would have won that game.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we're talking about a rebuild, right? You know, we're talking about the number of players that this team needs to be competitive. Even if you look at the staples, Nate Solder is getting older.
Yeah.
Janoris Jenkins is getting older.
Yep.
Right?
I mean,
Alec Ogletree is overpaid. Yeah, the veterans on this roster are not what you need to move forward and win.
This is why the report of them bringing back Eli Manning makes no sense to me.
Zero.
It makes no sense to me. And I said it last week and I'll say it again. Where are the Giants going with Eli Manning? People always say there's no better option. Well, let's look at that in context, right? There's no better option than Eli Manning. Well, what do you have with Eli Manning? You got 3-13. This season's probably going to end up 5-11, 6-10 if we want to be nice.
But the overarching point that I think you're getting to is that there's zero upside.
Exactly.
You know what you have. And what pissed me off the most is you look back at last year when it came down from ownership about how they were basically going to say, oh, you know what? We need to see what we have in Geno. Really?
Yeah.
But the guy you wasted a fourth round pick on, oh, he had a one bad quarter and he's inactive now? How the fuck does that make sense?
No, you're not going anywhere. You know what you have with Eli Manning. You have missing the playoffs 6-10, 5-11. 3-13. That's what I'm saying.
You know what you have in Eli Manning.
Yeah.
At least play Lauletta the last 2 weeks. If you're going to go out there and guarantee that Eli Manning's going to be back next year, you're telling me that one quarter of analysis is enough to judge Kyle Lauletta? I don't think he's the answer, but it only makes sense to give him a shot.
Yeah, you're mathematically eliminated. You have nothing to play for. What good does it do playing Eli Manning? Again, this goes back to my point about how the level of incompetence in this organization is beyond me. Look at the Baltimore Ravens, okay? The Baltimore Ravens last made the playoffs in 2014. They actually won a playoff game that year, mm-hmm. too, and almost beat the New England Patriots in the playoffs. I mean, the Patriots got a couple of big plays in that fourth quarter, but I believe the Ravens led by double digits twice in that game. 2014, this wasn't that long ago. They had the Patriots on the ropes. Point is, 3 years later, three times in a row missing the playoffs, below average quarterback play.
Overpaid.
At an overpaid quarterback. And let me tell you something. I'm not sitting here sticking up for Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco had nowhere near the weapons Eli Manning has had.
Nothing.
You know, he had the corpses of Steve Smith for about a year or 2 years.
Before he busted his Achilles.
He had nobody else. But the Ravens went out there, and they drafted Lamar Jackson. Now, whatever your opinion is on Lamar Jackson, they took him at the end of the first round. They moved around in the draft, got him, because they knew that they had to prepare themselves for the possibility of having to move on from Eli Manning, or excuse me, from Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
3 years removed from making the playoffs and winning a playoff game. The New York Giants haven't made the playoffs, haven't won a playoff game since 2011. The year they made the playoffs, their quarterback was playing mediocre to below average that season.
All defense.
You have to.
And when people point that season out, that's the anomaly.
Right.
That's the outlier. Anomaly.
I totally forgot about that. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl in 2012. He made the playoffs in 2013 and 2014. He didn't make the playoffs in 2013. 2014, he made the playoffs. 3 years later, they drafted his replacement. The Giants did not put together any contingency plan by this new regime that would tell them that just in case we're wrong about Eli Manning, we have this person here, whether it's Teddy Bridgewater or whoever. Point is, these type of decisions, you have to put the emotions aside. Fans will be upset. Everybody's going to be upset. You know, they don't want to see Eli Manning go, but you have to make the tough decisions. And the Giants cannot bring this guy back. It is time to move on. This franchise is going nowhere.
Even if they want to bring him back, at least acknowledge that you need a contingency plan. They're basically saying that they're going to fucking rely on this guy next year, and they think that they can be competitive.
They can't even bring him back for that.
And look at what's out there. Look at the alternatives. Where do you think the Giants are going to be picking this draft?
I think they'll be picking maybe sixth. I think they'll be outside the top five.
The top five. So yeah. You got the Jags, who have basically solidified their position ahead of the Giants. They're taking a quarterback.
Possibly, but I don't. You have to see who the Jags are. What, 5-4-10? 4-9, like 4-10, I think they are. So
the point is, you're banking on Herbert and Haskins both coming out, liking one of the two enough to take a chance on them. Neither of whom I believe is as good as some of the people in last year's draft class. And you look at free agency. The thing about free agency is the players need to want to come here. If the Saints win it all, who's to say that Drew Brees doesn't retire on top and they say, you know what, we're going to hand the reins to Teddy because he's been here, he knows the offense, Drew Brees wants to retire on top. They won't have to come here. Someone's going to overpay Nick Foles if he wins the, you know, at least one of the last two games. Shows that he's probably better than Carson Wentz. There's going to be plenty of teams bidding for these guys' services. And they're going to have to overpay because you're getting a quarterback in free agency. How much less is the cap hit of a Nick Foles or a Joe Flacco or a Teddy Bridgewater going to be than an Eli Manning right now? $5 million? $6 million maybe? That's not enough to make a huge difference. And they have to want to come here. They have to want to see how the organization's running and go, oh, you know what? Yeah, this is a good situation. It's crazy.
The thing that irks me the most about this is when people say there's no better option. Listen, you can't keep doing this over and over again because there's no better option. Sometimes you have to make a decision that we just have to move on. Even if the Giants have to go a year playing, you know, Nick Foles or Joe Flacco or whoever, another, they have to find any bridge quarterback, but you have to move on. Like, the Eli Manning ship has sailed. He's not getting better. His play is only getting worse. This is not a situation where, you know, he's somehow going to magically string together one more magical run. There's no magic here anymore. They're going to miss the playoffs for the sixth time in seven seasons. They are 8-22 in their last 30 games. The only team that is worse than them is the Cleveland Browns, who is 6-23-1, 6-24-1. There's a good chance that by the end of this season, that the Giants have a worse record than the Browns over the last two seasons. But the Browns, and that's with the Browns going 0-16 last year. And you're telling me that there's no better quarterback option there?
Makes me sick.
8-22, including two shutout losses to the Arizona Cardinals and the Tennessee Titans. And you're telling me there's no better quarterback option there? You know what a good quarterback option is? A good quarterback option is Nick Foles. A good quarterback option is trying to put yourself in position where you can take a Justin Herbert or Dwayne Haskins if you do think that those are franchise guys. But you can't just say, we have no better option, so we're going to bring back Eli Manning. Because what you're essentially saying is, I'm content with losing. I'm content with...
They've been telling us that for years.
You know, I'm content with what I have. I can't upgrade this. Really, you can't upgrade 3-13. You can't upgrade 5-11. Sometimes you just have to move on. You just got to move on. And if you think that Eli Manning, tell me a team right now, any team in the NFL, give me one team where if Eli Manning goes to that team is a Super Bowl contender.
None.
Where he's the missing piece, where they need Eli Manning there. None. Give me one team.
Zero.
Give me one team that if they get Eli Manning, they're a playoff team.
Drives me nuts.
Just give me one. A playoff team.
If we're lucky, it's going to be another 3 years where they're competitive again.
I mean, to me, if you're able to find the right guy and you're able to play, you have the right system, this league is designed where you don't need amazing quarterback play to be successful. You can get, you know, average to, you know, semi above average quarterback play, and you can win in this league. I mean, the way the league is designed now, it's in favor of the quarterback, of the receivers. And for the Giants, they have a all-world receiver. They have an all-world running back in Saquon Barkley. But if you can get a quarterback in there that can run your system effectively, you can see success. The problem is the Giants don't have that. And it's not just the quarterback position. They lack talent elsewhere, too. They still need to solidify their offensive line. They still need to work on their defense. But point being is that you can be competitive with an average quarterback.
And that's fine. But I think the Vikings are a perfect example of the advantage or the disadvantage, however way you want to slice it, right? They were successful because they had a good defense. Case Keenum wasn't making a lot of money, and they ran Shermer's system successfully. Now you look at them, they're $90 million tied up in Kirk Cousins,
who's an average quarterback.
Right. So they're going to have to go out there and pay a mediocre to average quarterback however much money, and the roster is going to be far from great because they're going to have all that money tied up in mediocrity. Go get a guy on a rookie deal.
Right. And there's no specific formula to finding a franchise quarterback. Some teams are still looking for that one. The Vikings are one of them. That's part of the reason why they went and paid Kirk Cousins a $90 million guaranteed contract. But what my point is that, like you mentioned, the Vikings, I think you can be competitive with an average quarterback. I mean, the Vikings don't have a great offensive line, but they're able to be competitive because they're getting average quarterback play. And that's my point with the Giants. But with Eli Manning, there just comes a time where you have to move on. And this is the problem with the Giants. They hung on to Tom Coughlin longer than they should have. They hung on to Jerry Reese way longer than they should have.
And now they're doing the same thing with Eli Manning.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing with Eli Manning. And at some point, you have to move on.
It's a literal country club.
And the time has come, and I brought up the Ravens as an example. Mediocre quarterback play set themselves up to take Lamar Jackson, and you're seeing Lamar Jackson still has a lot of development to go, and there's still a lot of question marks about whether or not he can be a franchise quarterback. But they're competitive because they have something there. I mean, what do the Giants have with Eli Manning? Besides people telling me what the Giants need to do to help Eli Manning be successful. Oh, he just needs a right tackle. Oh, we just need a tight end.
No, it's Pat Shurmur.
Oh, we need a big body receiver. Oh, we got to get rid of Pat Shurmur and hire another coach. Oh, the defense gave up 17 points. It should only give up 7. And all this talk about they're a run-first team. They're not a run-first team. They're a run-only team. There's a difference.
They're a run because we have to team.
Yeah, exactly. So you stop the run, there is a good chance Eli Manning will not be able to beat you. And pay cut. Why should he take a pay cut?
He knows they don't have any other options.
Yeah. Why would Eli Manning take a pay cut? And how can the Giants, how do the Giants present this to Eli Manning? Hey, Eli, you know, we sort of like one of these quarterbacks in the draft. We're thinking about taking him. We want you to mentor him. We want you to take a pay cut.
And also, if you aren't playing well,
yeah, by week 3, you're going to be benched. Which, oh, by the way, Eli saw that firsthand with Kurt Warner in 04.
Yeah.
Why would Eli? I remember Eli was asked that with Davis Webb. And he sort of said, look, I'm here to win games. I get paid to win games. I'm not, you know, to me, that was a clear indication that Eli is not here to mentor. Yeah, he'll help him, and he'll tell him the ways, and he'll teach him a lot of the stuff he knows. But in terms of mentoring him and taking time out of his day and to help prepare him, there's no way. And I don't see how Eli Manning would take a pay cut this offseason. And then there's that whole thing of what happens if he says no.
Then the Giants shrug and move on. And when I say move on, I mean business as usual. They're not going to cut him loose.
You want to talk about awkward dysfunction. Your quarterback declines to take a pay cut, and you just still pay him his salary. Basically putting out there that you don't think he's worth $23 million. But we're paying him because what?
No reason.
It's time to move on. It is time to move on. You're already in quarterback hell. They're already in there. 8-22. You know what you have with Eli Manning. What Eli Manning needs to be successful, it's impossible for you to do in the next year, 2 years. Just move on. Take a flyer on Teddy Bridgewater. Take a flyer on Nick Foles.
What do we got? What do we got next?
Guess we got questions.
Yep. From Dennis. Should the Giants shut down Odell and limit Saquon's carries because they are eliminated?
I mean, as a fan, yeah. But I don't think the coach will do that. But I think I don't think they're going to rush Odell back. I think if he's healthy, he's going to play. And if he's not healthy, he's not going to play. The Giants know. You know, they might say things that make people scratch their head. But they know. They're not going to rush this.
I mean, should they? Yeah. Will they? No. You really think John Mara is going to have Odell and Saquon sitting out a Week 17 home game against the Cowboys?
No.
I'm not buying it.
Chance.
No chance. Let's see.
But I would be surprised if Odell plays again this season.
Yeah. From Alex, can the Giants handle anything? We are officially worse than the Browns at this point.
Hey, listen, 8-22 in your last 30 games.
Yeah. Would you prefer the Giants go out and get the best right tackle on the market or the best edge rusher?
Edge rusher.
Really?
Yeah. Who's the best? Wait, on the free agent market.
Free agent market.
Yeah, there are better, edge rushers on the free agent market than there are right tackles or offensive tackles, in my opinion.
I mean, that's fine. If you're not going to take Jonah Williams with your first pick, I think there's just so much defensive talent in the draft that you can easily get your next, call it JPP if you're picking top 10 in this draft. So I would just say right tackle. If it's not Jonah Williams, get a right tackle. You could always draft a pass rusher. Plus, if you look at the pass rushers that are available, I think that there is a slim to zero chance that they end up with DeMarcus Lawrence. Outside of that, you got, Jadeveon Clowney?
D. Ford.
Sure.
But I guess I look at this question like, the best edge rusher, who I think will be DeMarcus Cousins, DeMarcus Lawrence, if he's available, would you take him or would you take, Darrell Williams? And I would easily take DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah. Let's see. Sort of putting you on the spot. I can go first if you want. Fix the Giants in 5 moves. Go.
I would release Eli Manning this offseason. Respectfully, press conference, thank you. Announce the date you're going to put him in the Ring of Honor, blah, 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 blah. Second move would be I would sign either Nick Foles or Teddy Bridgewater this offseason. I would really, really, really scout the quarterbacks that are coming out, and I'll determine if I fall in love with one of them. Now, right now, for me, the answer is no, but again, I would have to do more research. That'll be number 2. Number 3, I would fire Mike Shula from my coaching staff. Number 4, I would franchise tag Landon Collins. And number 5, I would sign Darrell Williams in free agency and have him as my right tackle. Now, with the whole quarterback thing, that's a draft-related thing. If I don't like any of the quarterbacks, then I look to take a pass rusher there or a cornerback there, whichever one I prefer, depending on how my draft board is set up.
Fair enough.
But if I do like a quarterback, and let's say I'm picking 7th, and I say that guy's a franchise quarterback, then I have to, and I know that I can't sit at 7, then yes, I make that trade, and I move up to go get him.
Fair. For me, cut Eli Manning. or retire Eli Manning, whichever term you prefer. I go out and get whichever free agent quarterback wants to play for the Giants that isn't going to cost too much money. That would be two, I guess. Number three, get Landon Collins a free safety.
Okay.
Four, take either the best edge rusher or Jonah Williams in the draft. And five would be fire Mike Shula. I think we're in agreement there.
Yeah. If you had the choice of Teddy Bridgewater or Nick Foles, same contract, who are you giving it to?
Yikes. Nick Foles.
Nick Foles?
Yeah.
I think Nick Foles could work with Pat Shurmur.
He has before.
Yeah, exactly. That. Both of those quarterbacks. Do you think Pat Shurmur thinks Eli Manning is finished?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. You see it on his face every week. It's not a think. I think he knows.
Do you think the organization thinks that?
I don't know what they think.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this.
Who, Shurmur or the organization?
The organization. I think they realize. It. They don't. And listen, I totally agree with anyone that doesn't give him the benefit. But I think it's just tough for me to envision the Giants bringing back Eli Manning next year.
Well, get ready. This is a funny one. Do you think the coaches believe in this offense because it goes up against this defense in practice? For example, John Stewart averaged 8 yards a carry in training camp because Curtis Riley was tackling and made him look like Todd Gurley.
I didn't even pay attention to Curtis Riley this last game.
Yeah, I don't think he made any boneheaded plays. From Nick, should Spencer Pulley have a shot at starting center next year? Yes.
Yeah, yep. Sure. Between him and John Jalapio, I think that's a fair competition. Maybe you add on a rookie draft late in the draft in one of those late round picks.
Yeah.
But yeah, why not?
Keeper cut OV and Janoris Jenkins.
I think Olivier Vernon is going to get cut.
Me too.
I think that's an easy one. I have to keep Janoris Jenkins. I mean, who else do you have?
Exactly. You need to. You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I think he still can play at a very high level.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you get another year out of him.
Olivier Vernon's just a walking penalty flag, and he costs too much money for the lack of sacks.
Yeah, I think Olivier Vernon has checked out. And I don't think Olivier Vernon ever really bought into this new coaching regime.
Me neither.
Yeah, that to me, I think that the writing is on the wall with that one.
Yep. I think that those are all the questions that I got or care to answer without being redundant based on earlier conversation. Mm-hmm. I got one in a DM. Let's see. Right here, right now, are the Giants a better team with this exact roster? Only Bridgewater, Foles, or a round one quarterback in the draft. Basically, any halfway decent quarterback, not named Eli Manning. That one's from Andrew. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I also got one here. DM as well. Why do you guys keep saying the Giants should move on from Eli Manning without having any contingency plan in place? Well...
What kind of business?
Jeff, to answer your question, which I already have, you know what you have with Eli Manning. It is clear as day what he needs to be successful is not what you can provide him in the next year or even two. It is also in question whether or not, even if you do provide him that what people say he needs, then he can even be successful with that. It's also another fact that he has been with this organization for 13, 14 years, and sometimes, you know, it's just time to move on. He's 38 years old. Going to be 39 next year if they do bring him back for another year.
We need something else.
Also, the results mirror what a team in franchise hell looks like. Eli Manning has 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions this season, right? He has thrown 502 pass attempts this season. He is averaging a touchdown every 28 pass attempts. Amongst all the quarterbacks that have at least 400 pass attempts this season. Eli Manning is dead last in touchdowns to pass attempt ratio. Every 27 pass attempts. On average, Eli Manning throws a touchdown. 28 pass attempts, I'm sorry. Does that make sense to everyone? You understand what I'm saying, Ethan?
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah, 18 touchdowns to 9 interceptions this season. That's one more than Ryan Fitzpatrick, who hasn't played since, what, week 5, week 6?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The production doesn't meet the salary. And it's time to move on. It's like you're a rebuilding team. Typically, rebuilding teams don't stick with overpaid 38, 39-year-old quarterbacks.
I mean, you said it. They realize that they need to rebuild on defense.
Yeah.
Yet they're doing the exact opposite on offense.
Yeah, I mean, how long is it going to take for the Giants? And that's another thing Eli Manning needs now. He needs a strong defense because, you know, it's you can't expect them to score 25, 30 points a game. So how long is it going to take for them to build an average defense? It's time.
I went over it before. It's going to take them fucking forever.
It's going to take at least 2 solid off seasons for this team to be a contender again. And in between those 2 off seasons, they're going to have to find a good quarterback to lead them. And typically, you find those franchise quarterbacks in the draft. You rarely find a franchise quarterback in free agency. Yep. That just never happens. It's time to move on, man. Like, it's been a great run. I don't understand why people continue to do this every week.
Like, it doesn't find, like, people who, like, continuously defend Eli Manning. Like, they don't get, like, sad watching how bad he's playing right now.
I love Eli Manning.
2011, he was unbelievable.
He's responsible for two of the 10 greatest days of my life. I love Eli. I can't wait for the day he gets in the Hall of Fame.
Can't wait to hear his Hall of Fame speech.
Can't wait for the Ring of Honor. Can't wait to you know, talk about his legacy and what he's meant to this organization.
But we're tired of shitty football.
It's every year for the last 8-22 in their last 30 games. 8-22. You're telling me there's no quarterback better than 8-22.
Makes me sick.
It's a rebuilding team. It's a team that told you that they need to rebuild.
Talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah. They have a 38-year-old quarterback who really, I mean, this team is not going to be a contender next year. I mean, a lot would need to happen for them to be a contender. They have so much work to do. They're getting shut out by the Titans. Come on, man.
It's time
to move on. It's time to move on.
That's it.
2 years. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I've had it. I'm done.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you next. All right. That's it. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me at EthanGSN. Follow YSNYG Daily, the blog, GothamSN. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Check out Statement Games. Win tickets to the Week 17 game. Could be Eli's last. Probably won't. Go ahead and play. Sign up on the website, statementgames.com. That's it. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.